You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, located on the unceded territory in Musqueam, the unceded Musqueam territory in so-called Vancouver.
Saying that we'll make it soon. 3 months, I'm a song tycoon with a silver spoon eating crab rangoon. Not stressed about it, well dressed, I doubt it. When you hear it played back, you're obsessed about it.
Damn!
That was actually pretty good. What do we do for the pre-chorus? It's so nice. So nice. Baby, it's so nice. It's a sad baby. Join today. You know we bring the tunes. Composers and my producers and my people, I love you. The SSN, the C4 MPC collaboration, join today.
You heard him right. Welcome to the, what must be the fifth ever SSN radio show. What is the SSN? Well, okay. The SSN stands for Song Starters Network. It is a program hosted by the Music Production Club, the MPC at UBC, which is a UBC club. And the point of the program is basically to get members into groups, have them create a song over the course of a term, and then at the end of the term, we play their song on the radio, we publish their song. So it's a really great way for students or just new producers to get involved in the music-making process, which is awesome. But this radio show is going to be a little different from our past radio shows, first and foremost, because it's not the end of the term. We're like halfway through. So we're doing something where instead of playing the finished works, we play some interview clips. We play some unfinished works. We talk about songwriting together live on air. We didn't get a ton of submissions, I'm not going to lie to you. So we're probably going to go through the submissions that we've got, and then maybe move on to some past SSN songs. So stay tuned for 1 hour of never-heard-before student-made music, or in the case of the reruns, heard once before. So first up, we have got a submission from Owen, Ian, and Nanami, which is an SSN group this term. And yeah, they've offered us just a short clip of them talking about the songwriting process. And they've also offered us a little blurb, which I will now read to you. Hi, we're Owen, Ian, and Nanami. We've been working on an indie folk song, indie folk style song. Here is a little clip of us talking about how we got started in our songwriting process and a bit of instrumental from our jam session. So here is that clip. Enjoy, y'all.
We tried a little bit, but like, we're kind of, let's just see how it goes. And I was kind of like, well, I haven't played in an open tuning for a long time. So I switched my guitar to something I hadn't tried. And then we kind of played around, and then
the frog sound.
Oh yeah, the frog
we
sound.
Found the
yeah,
frog
that's what it was. I was trying to imitate
sound.
That on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, how are those frog sounds doing? Are they still around?
They're still around.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, and what was the most challenging part about writing music from scratch? And how did playing in a group affect this? I think most challenging part is like what it's about, like figuring, narrowing it down.
I think narrowing it down. Like we have so many like broad ideas that we're like kind of like shooting different directions and like trying to like turn all of these ideas that we like into something that's cohesive.
Mm-hmm. And I find that when I write, usually I'm just jamming on my own and I have a cool line or one cool sound that I like stems it all and I just build it all myself. So starting from scratch with no idea, it's like, well, where do we even like find the idea from? And then we, it's like almost we get like lots of good ideas, and then how do we take the best parts of each one to make
it? So, everybody's shooting off in a different direction almost.
Yeah.
It's like, that is a challenge. It's also just completely different than the way that I would ever, well, obviously I never write like lyrics, and I don't know, it's like very much a music first approach instead of a...
Yeah, I'm music first as well. And you started always from sounds.
Yeah.
And then so you had a frog sound that was like nature, which we liked. And then that, everything kind of fell into place after we
started
going. The frogs.
I don't
even know if that's actually how it went. Like we probably spent like a long time like, oh, what do you like to do? Oh, play some chords that you like. Oh, let's just play on top of this. And then, like, oh, I've got some ideas about the discussion we had earlier. And, like,
because I didn't really know any. I could have looked up some open tuning chords, but I didn't really know anything. So I kind of just picked a couple sounds that sounded good, and then I figured out that slide kind of melody. Like dun, 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 dun. And then you found the chords for it, and then we just, after that we had like just a, like a 5 or like 10 minute long jam session where we were like...
Yeah, and then we added a different chord in there and then...
Yeah, just to spice it out, good old A minor. That's what we're working on right now.
Okay. Thank you, Ian, Owen, and Nanami, for that bit of insight. The snippet sounds fantastic, and I think building a song off of frog sounds is a really unique approach, and I'm very excited to see where it goes. Okay, next up, we have another SSN group, whose name I will pull up in exactly 2 seconds, if you don't mind. But this is actually instead of a musical snippet, they've decided to submit, or instead of an interview section, they decided to submit a musical snippet. They also have included, some script for me to read, to you all. So here is that script. So our group has been communicating and navigating our collaborative journey online through iMessage to bounce ideas. We have yet to meet in person, so we had a tough time starting our project. After talking over the phone, we exchanged song inspirations, landing on a theme centered around growth and nostalgia. We all shared a similar music aesthetic and agreed on doing something simple to start. Megan sent us some poetry she wrote in the past, which later inspired melody to craft some lyrics and melodies on the guitar. We have a very rough beginning draft, and we are still in the discussion stage of whether to take this in a sort of like radio pop song direction or keep it more acoustic. We are very much excited to take this to the next stage and watch it evolve and resonate into a resonant song to our audience. Okay, sorry for the clumsy reading. Here is the draft.
It's not like the movies, up deep in the blue. The dreams are real, attached to the ceilings. It's not like the movies. It's not my ear in the heart of the city. Gold quilt on the sidewalk, but it's not real. I just wished it was.
I'm stuck in the middle of it all, watching stars in the rain fall, silhouette of you, pretending that we're in love, don't wanna be where I am at all. I'm stuck in the middle of it all, can't see myself in the mirrors. I'm stuck in the middle. Ooh, ooh. I don't know.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. I'm very excited to see where that goes. So, yes, just to clarify, that was Megan, Melody, and Sharia, their sort of draft submission for the SSN radio show. So that kind of concludes the list of SSN interim submissions that we have so far. At the end of the term, we should have around 10 complete songs. But seeing as this sort of is just like a halfway point radio show, we don't have a ton. So now we're going to move on to other MPC submissions, MPC being the Music Production Club. So members of our club have finished or unfinished works that they're sharing that they want to play on the radio. And here are those songs. So first we have, give me one sec, Gnome Theology by Shaft 2. Shaft 2. Okay. And the specific announcement that they'd like to make to all of you is good Shafternoon, Vancouver. Okay. That's exciting. Here is Gnome Theory. Okay, that was Gnome Theory by that artist. That was Gnome Theory by Shaft 2. Wow. Honestly, you know, as much as you want to meme the lyrics, that song was kind of fantastic. I hate to admit it. Okay, so this next song is called There's Oceans Here, and it's by an artist called Raft, with an E at the end. So yes, here is Oceans Here by Raft. Sorry, that's the next song. Don't get too excited. I know it sounded fantastic, but if you really want to hear it, you'll have to stick around for a couple ads that I'm going to play you. Shouldn't take more than, I want to say, 20 seconds, but we'll be right back. Once again, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, located on the unceded Musqueam territory in so-called Vancouver. Here are a couple short ads for you. Any second now.
MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com. Kailala Lelum is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kailala Lelum aims to partner Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the Downtown Eastside by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kailalalelum.ca, or Instagram at K-I-L-A-L-A-L-E-L-U-M to learn more or donate.
And we are back. Oh my gosh, I'm way too loud. Sorry about that, y'all. Okay, so yes, once again, listening to 101.9 CITR FM radio. This is a radio station. And our next song is called Tear You Apart by Sort of Fine. Sort of Fine is their artist name, but it's spelt without any spaces in between. So Sort of Fine, but no spaces. Before I play their song, they've got a message to share, so here it is. I'm Sort of Fine, pronounced Sort of Fine, and I'm a singer, songwriter, and producer from UBC. I've always been interested in writing and producing music, but I found it super daunting to actually make something, so I've been mostly experimenting with stuff as a hobby. That was until last summer, when I spent way too much money on FL Studio and managed to make something semi-decent. I've been releasing music consistently ever since then, and this next song, Tear You Apart, is one that I'm really proud of. I hope you like it. Cool. Yeah, I'm sure I will. Here is Tear You Apart by Sort of Fine. Fantastic. That was Tear You Apart by Sort of Fine. As predicted, it was fantastic, and I really enjoyed it. So this next song is by Croves and Chuckles. The title of the song is Socks and Feet. So Socks and Feet by Croves and Chuckles. Yeah, okay, so they've also got a pre-song announcement for us, so I'm just going to read it to you all. If you like silly songs by two people who can't play any instruments and have no musical education or talent, then follow us for more. We have 5 songs released until now, with at least 3 more planned for the coming months. So stay tuned if you wish. Okay, so this is Socks and Feet by Croves and Chuckles, a funny song. Get jovial, folks.
We in the studio. Croves and Chuckles.
here to educate about a long standing stalemate.
Feet and socks.
Ain't gonna pussyfoot around. Chuckles in the studio with laying it down. Feet are great. Just ask me, my dogs were born to be uncaged and free. Shoes and other such foot constrictors never made appearances in biblical scriptures. God himself never wore a shoe. I'm toes out all day through and through.
Feet and socks.
Knock, knock, it's Groby O'Clock. Here to drop some bars on a topic I call socks. Stylistically, they're at the top of the game. And having lots of drip is always my aim. When my boys get cold and they need some heat, I got a fuzzy little hug wrapped around my feet. See, I got bad circulation. It's a common occurrence for people in this nation.
Feet and socks.
Nothing wrong with feet. They are so neat.
Super duper pooper neat.
Shoes are not necessary.
Shoes you lose.
Let my dogs be free.
Let them out.
Nothing wrong with socks.
Ain't nothing wrong.
They have many pros. Socks and feet.
Wow. That was moving. I really don't understand why they were saying it was funny. I was too busy sobbing in the booth to really laugh. That message really resonates with me, and I know a lot of you out there listening tonight are probably feeling the same way. Yeah, so to all of you who just feel constricted by your shoes and your socks, like, turn up, okay? Turn up for us. This next song is called Pass Me by Speaker 66. Speaker 66 is a very active artist in the MPC and just an active artist in general. Their message before the song is, this is a track from my second album I'm currently working on. I've heard some snippets from this second album, and it is fantastic. So this song is no exception to that. Here is Pass Me By.
What you're looking for.
Okay, so those are the ends. That's the end of the current SSN submissions that we have so far. Or I should say, just NPC general submissions that we have so far. But we do have a bunch of other submissions. Namely, we've got previous SSN songs that we'd like to play for you. So here is a cover, actually, by Lewis, a semi-acoustic cover of Radiohead's No Surprises. This one is a favorite of mine, and I think a favorite of everyone's in general. So here is Lewis's rendition of No Surprises.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Just fantastic. I don't know. I really like it, and I feel like it's fantastic. So yes, that was No Surprises, which is a song by Radiohead, but it was covered by Lewis. Next up, we've got a song from one of the founders of the SSN. So this is a song by Angie. Angie was an executive in the C4 Choral Composition Club, which, if you heard in the intro, was one of the clubs that founded the SSN. Since Angie's graduation, the MPC's ties with the C4 Choral Composition Club, and as such, the C4 Choral Composition Club's ties to the SSN have weakened, but they are ties that we hope to rekindle at some point. But yeah, so Angie and I worked together on a intro song. We would do a intro song for every SSN program that happened, and this is one of them. I think it kind of speaks for itself, so maybe I'll just let it play. So here is SSS Song 2 by Angie and myself to some degree.
I got a lot of things I want to do. No time or energy to see it through.
Lying on my bed, feeling kind of dead.
But I gotta make it through the day, cause I am responsible. Some changing numbers keep on dictating my way. Close your eyes and listen, playing from the speaker voices, nodding along to
okay, I regret not actually mentioning the name that Angie gave that song before it played, because as Angie was explaining to me, the song has like 500 Easter eggs regarding the name. So it's Gotta Be to See, you know, because like literally the letters B and C, by the way. But there's just like 1,000 references to stuff, and Angie, being a compositional genius, also included a key change from B to C in the end. So genius as always, gives me chills. It's fantastic. And yeah, I'm playing this to honor the origins of the SSN and, you know, Angie as the GOAT. Okay, cool. So next up, we have got Carmel by the Sea, in brackets, The One to Love You by Caribou Coast, music and lyrics by Owen Powers. So this is a sneak peek at Caribou Coast's upcoming single. There's no official release dates yet, and it's still in the works, but you can follow Caribou Coast on social media, and you can get all the updates, and perhaps catch an acoustic rendition at a campus open mic. So Caribou Coast performs on campus. The message is actually from the previous SSN radio show, so there's a very good chance that the song is already out, in which case, how perfect. You can go listen to it now. Follow Caribou Coast on socials. Okay, here is Caribou Coast by... here's Carmel by the Sea by Caribou Coast.
Traveled all week.
Okay. That was Carmel by the Sea by Caribou Coast, a.k.a. Owen Powers. Next up, oh, by the way, fantastic song, as always. I mean, do I even need to say it? Okay, but next up we have Space Worm by Noreen Unruhi and Ben, with a special thanks to Adam for mastering and giving feedback. Space Worm was one of the submissions from, as far as I can remember, the first SSN ever run. So it's kind of, you know, it's gained legend status in SSN lore. Yeah, just a fantastic song. Unfortunately, if you want to hear it, you're going to have to enjoy exactly 1 minute of ads. So we're going to take a quick ad break. We'll be back in a minute. Yeah. You'll hear from me soon.
Wrestling fans, let's get ready to rumble!
Boom Pro Wrestling is coming to you live from the Great Hall at the Nest on Friday, March 22nd. Wrestling maniacs of all ages are welcome to watch these talented fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit boomprowrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC campus on March 22nd.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Sorry, pressed play again accidentally, but okay, cool, we're back. So once again, you were listening to the SSN radio show hosted by the Music Production Club at UBC, playing to you from the unceded Musqueam territory in so-called Vancouver. I forgot to mention this at the start of the show, but you're probably wondering, this all sounds so awesome. How can I get involved? Well, the way you can get involved is you can find us on the internet. Yeah, we have a website. If you look up AMS Music Production Club at UBC, you will find our webpage. And then from there, you can join our Discord server. You can find us on Instagram. Oh, we are, by the way, at MPC _UBC on Instagram. So yes, you can find us at those places and then get involved in the SSN or all sorts of other things. As I mentioned before the ad break, next up is Space Worm by Noreen Unruhi and Ben, with a special thanks to Adam for mastering and giving feedback. Here is Space Worm. Okay, wait, no, here is Space Worm.
Stay whatever you want. Do it. be sleep, sleepwalking on this moonlit street. Pass it silently, I will take the time, always take time to be sleep. I wanna be there for the defeater in his soul, and when he's gone, I'll find the words to say, I'll know what I want. Turn it around, then you've got passage of your own. Repeat until it takes in to the moon, and the long night will be just like a window to a past life. Oh, now we'll forget about it. Pay a visit, walk the streets, and stay asleep, sleepwalking on and on.
Okay, so that was Spaceworm by Pastanova. So next up, we have got The Log by Cameron Chambers. This is a song that also played in previous SSN programs. And yeah, once again, honestly, like one of my personal favorites, not because I think it's like way better than all the other SSN songs, but because it's just like, I don't know, I just like it. And I won't explain myself. So here is The Log by Cameron Chambers.
A ripple through my knees, a tightly walled off sea, sulfur stains the breeze. Just breathe in the air with me.
I'll anxiously
a decaying tree where every need falls asleep.
Okay, that was The Log by Cameron Chambers, Thomas Gow, and Jordan Creech. I failed to include their message at the start of the song, so I'm going to read that now. This one took a while. We're very proud of it, though. Thomas is insanely awesome and talented, is an insanely awesome and talented instrumentalist and producer. He has a unique ability to capture specific abstract feelings communicated to him by others and make them come out of his guitar. Jordan is an incredible pianist and played an essential role in making this song what it is. We're extremely lucky to have the time with her that we did. Lastly, we have Cameron. When he wasn't singing poorly, he was whining the whole time. Cameron, way too humble for his own good, submitted the message. So, of course, Cameron's just dunking on himself. Cameron Chambers, Thomas Gow, and Jordan Creech. So that's a three-way collaboration. I failed to include their names because the file name is slightly different. But anyways, now that that's out of the way, we must unfortunately end our SSN radio show, but not before one final song. This is a song that, once again, Angie, the goat, and I worked on together as a closing theme, potentially, for this SSN show. And seeing as the show is ending, it's now time to play the closing theme. This is called Superstar. It's a song that's produced by me, composed by Angie, but includes the vocals of members of the C4 Cole Composition Club, which, by the way, is the same for Angie's Gotta Be to See, which played previously. So a bunch of talented vocalists, extremely talented composer, and myself. Enjoy Superstar.
I see a look in your eyes saying I wanna be someone.
Be a superstar tonight. Wanna live my dreams up high, but I don't shine. Radiate, obfuscate my worth, I can't satiate that fascination with the music all around from the stars. But it's okay, cause it's on to the next bar.
I hear a sound in your voice singing. That's how we started.
Okay, so this concludes the SSN radio show. Thank you all for tuning in. Once again, the SSN is hosted by the Music Production Club at UBC. Yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM radio, CITR.
Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare.
Yeah.
Kailala Leilam aims to partner Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the Downtown Eastside by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kailalaleilam.ca, or Instagram, at KILALALEELUM to learn more or donate.
The following is a true story inspired by the events.
Me and Cos met up Sunred Cineplex. 10 o'clock and I didn't have no dinner yet. Got the popcorn warm with the butter, yo. $20, wow, had to have it for the show. Critical acclaim, heist action flick. Lazy boy lean, yeah, I'm ready for the ish. Not a horror movie, but it's getting kinda scary. Dudes up in the backseat like giving live commentary. At first I'm like, Cos, man, this is kinda funny. It's that super duper uber mega type of dummy.
Is that the chick from Black Panther?
If you really wanna know, let my fist be the answer. We just came to enjoy the show. Y'all ignorant ass act like you don't know. Or you don't care, yo, it's all groovy. You some morons talking at the movies.
Talking at the movies.
Is that so?
Talking at the movies. Talking at the movies.
You got to go.
Talking at the movies.
I'm about to blow up.
Talking at the movies.
Is that so?
Talking at the movies.
Hell no.
Talking at the movies.
You got to go.
like talking at the movies.
How I'm about to blow up. Grow up, you're like some ADD 8-year-olds who loaded up on Fruit Loops, lollipops, and Tootsie Rolls. Great, you weren't surprised by the plot twist, but did you really need to shadow?
Yo, man, I knew it.
Dude, you blew it. Learn social decorum, but you don't know what that means. Intelligence is boredom. You slept through class, so brash. And now you inflict ignorance on all who pass. Collective shushing, and you act surprised. Causes chucking M&Ms right between your eyes. I mock you with a loud, oh yeah, right? But you dumb, didn't even get that. Good night. Film's winding down, just about finished. Security rushes in, feels like a gimmick. See what these dumb busters had to do to me? Miss Sally soundtrack, talking at the movies.
Talking at the movies.
Is that so?
Talking at the movies.
Oh, hell no.
Talking at the movies.
You got to go.
Talking at the movies.
I'm about to blow up.
Talking at the movies.
Is that so?
Talking at the movies.
Oh, hell no.
Talking at the movies.
You got to go.
Talking at the movies.
Grow up, you're like some 88-year-olds loaded up on.